Oscar 4, Quebec, Quebec Uniform, monitoring.
This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo, mobile. 4, Quebec, Quebec Uniform, this is N0TR. NTR, clear.
WHM monitoring.
All right, Bill. In zero TR, and we be in the mobile.
In the desk chair. How you doing, Tom? Bernice?
Just coming back from the daughter's. Had to go down there and pick up an item, and she sent us back home with some chicken noodle soup in it, Bernice.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Others. Hi, Bill.
Hope you and Tom had a very Merry Christmas.
Nice. Lots of food.
Yeah, lots of food, Bill. I think I gained.
All I've been doing since I've been off is looking from one meal to the next to see what I can eat.
That makes two of us. I told Bernice we was out of French cookies, though. I made those this time. She makes them and I cook them. And, oh, I like those things. And, I asked her if those was very, very rich in sugar. Now, what's in them, Bernice?
Sugar, butter, and eggs.
So I don't think that's the dietary kind.
Got three of the best ingredients in it. Sugar, butter, and eggs. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Hi there, Bill. Well, I haven't had the radio on much. We went 14 miles south of the house there to the kids', and we're about, halfway back now, I guess. Traffic's pretty moderate, so can't complain about that. But still seems like it's cold out. It's 39 degrees on the car thermometer. But you know, I broke some ice out of the watering system for the chickens, Friday. And it's Monday, and it's still laying on the ground and hasn't unthawed.
The weather station is 39 degrees here in Harlow, and I agree. I've got a little bowl outside, just got some water in it, and it's been froze. Golly, I guess that's Thursday or Friday as well.
A small pond out here in the addition that the kids live in, and it's called the Mahaffey Plantation. They got horses out there, and it had a skim of ice still on it today. I was kind of surprised to stay on there that long, but, I don't know, the cloud cover tends to keep the temperature down, I think. Now, if it's warm in the first place, it tends to hold it and not let it out, I know, but boy, the last few nights, I'd look out the bathroom window, and you could see the stars just as clear as day out there.
It's been clear and cold, that's for sure. The radio conditions have been pretty good. I've been making contacts all over the U.S. the last few days on HF, and just doing some QSOs and doing some POTA hunting and just talking to folks a little bit everywhere, so conditions have been pretty good. Can't complain there.
Yeah, I did that a little bit, but I've been busy with the kids and that with Christmas, and I have been on for a couple of nights. You know, I'll start losing my CW skills. I better get back on, but I think the last ones I made contact with were the 12 days of Christmas thing, you know. But I didn't realize that there had been any really good propagation. I always look for far off, but I did talk with India One, Mike Whiskey, I think it is, and I talked to him several times a year in Italy, and he's in Genoa. And one in England, I guess, Bill, G4ZZ or something like that, G3ZZ. And he confirmed today on Logbook of the World, I noticed. But I'm like you. I just do the ham radio thing for fun. And so I'll get on there and just work U.S. stations just for drill, you know. I don't have to go for the long ones.
WHM. Yeah, I agree. I just do it for fun. I don't get in real heavy into the contesting or DX or whatever. I just see who I can talk to, and if they're next door or around the country, it's fine with me.
Always put them in the logbook of the world. That way, if they need to have it, but, you know, after being at it 30 years, I could care less about this and that as far as the DX goes. Now, if it's a different country, I'll try for that, but there are very few countries I don't have, so that's not a big issue. If they're a band filler, well, that's fine. I did notice that there was a new law being considered. And what it was, Bill, is these people living in these housing additions, you know, where you pay a fee and all that stuff. I forget what they call them. But if you live in one of those, you'll be able to put up antennas without anybody interfering with it. It's in Congress now, it said.
Good. I know there's a lot of HOAs that prohibit antennas, and people get creative and put them in the gutters or in the roof or in a flagpole, something like that. But if they can put up a regular antenna, that'll be good news, that's for sure.
Well, it's HOAs. Boy, this crazy nut ahead of us is driving like a maniac. He's in a VW GTI, a little bitty thing. It says 1.8 on the back of it, so I guess it's a teeny tiny engine. And he keeps going up towards the car in front of him, rolling back towards me, going up towards the car in front of him, and rolling back towards me. I don't know what's matter.
This is Kilo Oscar 4.
I just hope we don't roll back too far.
The station in there, M4WHM. Go ahead, break the station.
Bill, but I did not hear anything.
Double you there for a few seconds, and I couldn't quite make out the call, but anyway, we give them a shot. They can try again. But, yeah, I'd give that fellow wide berth in front of you and just either that or get right on his bumper. One of the two, I don't see any middle ground in it. M4WHM.
Yep, sir, I didn't hear anything. No. I think he may be smoking some of them funny cigarettes or meth or something. He's got to pass everybody, and he just doesn't look too stable to me. He don't have that electronic stabilization like's in the cameras. There, he just passed a bunch of them, so I'm glad he's away from me.
Quebec uniform. Anybody available for a quick radio check, please?
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you. I called you back a while ago, but you didn't answer me. But that's all right. I figured you went to another repeater or something. This is November Zero Tango Romeo, and I'm talking to Bill down in Hartwell. And so go ahead and make one. Your radio sounds great. My name's Tom.
Yeah, I've been trying a few different repeaters here, so sorry I missed you. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Quebec uniform, transmitting from Simpsonville, South Carolina, on a roll-up J-pole, just coming in for the holidays, visiting some family, and trying to make some new contacts. So, thanks for getting back.
And your name, sir?
Kilo Echo Indio Tango Hotel, Keith.
Oh, Roger. Keith, pleasure's all mine, sir. Nice to hear you. We're up in Greer, headed north, back towards home. And I'll let you, I'll turn it over to Bill, and he can give you a signal report from Hartwell.
You're making a good trip into the repeater. Sounds good. I'm sitting on a little, I'm actually on my go box right now, hooked up to a temporary antenna, just giving it some workout, but you sound extremely good into the repeater, no problems. Again, this is N4WHM, Bill, in Hartwell, Georgia. Glad to have you on the radio here.
to go there too, Bill, kind of like that. He goes off into Nana Land, but he had a great signal. Send 0-2.
Coming in good and clear. They must have already flipped the channel or hit the wrong button. I've been known to push the wrong button a few times myself. It happens.
In my gap, and unless he wants to, if he wants to jump in there. Oh, well, I'm passing the gas station here before our house, and I don't have an electric car, but I guess I don't need to go in today. I just been down about an eighth of a tank built.
It's over near your house. It's 260 here in Hartwell.
Runs out a little bit from the main. Yeah, she said it was 274 quick trip down there, Bill.
Our gas tax has been suspended, and it goes back into effect, I think, January 1st, and that's going to bump it up considerable. It'll be back up in the 390 range, something like that, after first of the year.
I mean, 290? Okay, Tom, I don't know if Bill's going to come back. I'm going to try the other frequencies, so if you're still listening, 73 is to you, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, Keith, nice to hear you. I don't know if you pushed the wrong button or something down there. We weren't trying to kick you out here. You're welcome anytime. 73 is Keith. Go ahead, Bill.
Keith, have a great, happy holidays and New Year. But yeah, Tom, I meant 290, not 390. It's about a 30-40 cent gas tax they've had suspended since summer.
Who does that? But anytime you save on push water, it's a good thing. And I don't know why it's staying down now, but I know they approved buying oil from Venezuela, but. Other than that, I really don't know the reason, and I don't care. It doesn't matter if we care or not. You're going to pay whatever it is, so c'est la vie.
Correct. Got to have it to go, and I got to go, so I got to have it. And the governor is suspended back in the summer. It was actually in May, I believe. And so it's been off most of 7 months, give or take, so... I'm not going to complain, and I won't complain when it goes back up. So, because like I said, you got to have it.
On the internet there, he had a new Tesla, and where was he going, Bernice? Do you remember? Anyways, he got there in his cold front hit, and he pulled in the charging station, a Tesla charging station, and he noticed it was going real slow, and then it just quit. So he went to another charging station. Same thing, no joy. It wouldn't go, and he only had like 22 minutes of time left. So he had to miss going to his kids and that for Christmas because he couldn't get the Tesla charged up. And I also read where the insurance on him knocked you dead, like $3,500 a year. And I know somehow when you pay your taxes, I think it was Dave telling me this, that it's a lot more because you don't pay any gas tax, so they're going to get you coming or going. You know that.
Great check, that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to get you one way or the other. And a friend of mine had an electric, I don't know, whatever, the Chevy Bolt or something. But anyway, he had an electric car, and he went to Rome, Georgia, and which was about at the end of his limits on one charge. And when he got to Rome, he got in about 10:30 that night, and all the charging stations in Rome, Georgia, were out of commission. This was, I guess, about a year ago, but he had to wait and get towed to a nearby town so he could charge his car. That was a mess.
Hi, Dave. We're just pulling in the driveway here. Good afternoon, Dave. This is Gerald to you.
Yeah, whatever. I can find me a gas station almost any corner. K KP2HX says. That was a jab.
Great. Gas stations are everywhere, and those chargers are far and few in between. I work at the University of Georgia, and we've got a total of, I think, 4 on campus, and we got people requesting more and more because they're getting these electric cars, and those things are expensive.
I thought I heard one time they had them down around $35,000 for that little bitty one, but the one that belonged to K4SV was over $100,000, and it's out of my pay grade, put it that way. Well, guys, I've arrived at home, and hope you had a nice Christmas day. And, Bill, always a pleasure. And I'll say 73s to you guys, and I'll turn it over to Dave. And I won't try that call sign. I'll get it wrong, Dave. This is in Gerald TR Clear.
Thank you. I didn't want to double with you before. somebody was just saying about, the taxes going up when you're not paying gas taxes, they're going to tax you some other way. And then the insurance is way up?
That's a fact. Ask Dave Watson, DJW. He said that his wife's got a hybrid. But he says they nip you on the end because you're not paying gas tax or something like that. You just have to check with Dave. But I read on one of the news things. I don't watch it on TV anymore. It was on the internet, and it said that this guy had one. His insurance was $3,564 a year or something like that, Dave. So that's pretty extreme.
Yeah, that's a little excessive.
Put it down there, but I sure can. Bill's going to drive quite a ways every day. Take care, guys. Enjoy it to you.
Tom, Bernice, glad y'all made it home safe. And Dave, yeah, in Georgia, that's where I'm at, they used to offer an incentive 10, 15 years ago when hybrids first come out, and now you do pay extra tax on a hybrid or electric car because you're not paying gas tax in Georgia. So they do get you coming and going.
But they're pushing us to go green. Unbelievable. All right, well, sir, I'm in my customer's driveway. I got to get in and take care of a couple things. You have a nice afternoon. I'm going to be out of here. KB2HXS, 73 for now.
M4WHM, I'm clear. M4WHM monitoring.
Hey, Arena Mark.